Let's pray. Lord, thank you for opportunity to speak about you and to listen from your word, Lord. Bless our hearts and our minds, Lord. Help us to receive from you and to be able to follow you, Lord, in our daily life. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. And before we'll go, I want to ask to pray for Nikolaev congregation there. Can we pray together for them? They are so special. They blessed Jacksonville with me. And they blessed me. They released me to be here. Really, they released me. I asked them to allow me to be here. And they were generous to bless me to be here. Me and my wife and my son. So they're very special. Let's pray for them. Lord, thank you for your congregation, your synagogue in Nikolaev, Ukraine, Lord. Thank you for all these dear and precious people, Lord. They are so precious for you, Lord. Lord, we ask for the special place for them to meet, to be able to get together on Saturdays, Lord, Shabbat, to be able to worship you, Lord. Please bless them with this place, Lord. Open the doors, Lord, and even the closed doors, Lord, open them. If you will open, nobody can close it, Lord. Thank you for the answer, Lord. Thank you for provision, Lord. Thank you for every blessing from you. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. And second prayer, let's pray for Rabbi David and Rebetz and Sandy. They are on vacation, so let's pray for them, for their blessing, for their safety, for protection upon them. Lord, thank you for Rabbi David and Rebetz and Sandy. Lord, we ask for your blessing upon them. We ask for protection. We ask for your presence with them, Lord, for this special time. Bless them, Lord. Keep them, protect them, Lord, and fill them with everything they need, Lord, from you. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So today, very special evening, one day before Shavuot, and I will speak about Shavuot a little bit, and we'll go to the Torah portion, the weekly Torah portion also. So we are entering the time of Shavuot, the giving of the Torah and the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. It's a very special time for Israel and for all of us. Shavuot is the Jewish biblical holiday. It's not only Jewish, but it's also biblical. It's very important to know and to understand. Shavuot begins on the sixth and seventh days of the month of Sivan. It is exactly 7 weeks after the second day of Passover. This is the second of three great feasts, Shalosh Regalim in Hebrew. Three major holidays, and who remember these three major holidays in the Jewish Bible? Pesach, Shavuot, of course, and Sukkot. Shalosh Regalim, three great holidays. These holidays, as usual, the Jewish holidays has few names. This holiday has five names to remember. Please remember it. First name, Shavuot, from the Hebrew word weeks. Second name, Hag Atzir, Festival of Harvest. This is very special agricultural feast. The third name, Hag Abikurim, Festival of the First Fruits. And it's so prophetically about the first congregation in Jerusalem. It was the first fruits to the Lord. 3,000 people came to the Lord on the day of Shavuot. It was the born of first Messianic congregation in this earth. Next name, Zman Matan Torateinu, Feast of the Torah Given. Because on that day, Torah was given to the people of Israel. And also prophetically, the Holy Spirit came upon the Israel in the same time, living Torah, came out of Zion to all the nations of the world. And the last name, Atzeret, assembly, gathering together. So we'll have Atzeret tomorrow at 6:30. You're welcome to come. And Shavuot has the very beautiful and important spiritual meaning for us. First of all, this is the giving of the Torah. Without Torah, no Jewish people. No Jewish people without Torah. Torah and Jewish people are together, bind together. The Lord puts the Torah in the heart of the Jews. This is in our hearts. Also, this feast called Celebration of the Torah. We already told about it. And the second very important meaning, prophetically meaning, the fulfillment of the prophetic meaning of Shavuot. New Testament reveals this meaning. It was the immersion of the disciples, Talmidim, of Yeshua in the Holy Spirit, in the Ruach HaKodesh. It was exactly on the day of Shavuot. I know that so many believers, when they're reading about Day of Pentecost, they have no clue about days. What was the Day of Pentecost? Pentecost, it's 49 days after second day of Pesach. And on 50th day, this is the Pentecost. 50. And the third meaning, Shavuot, was the starting point of the first Jewish Messianic congregation. And this is in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. It's very important to know, to remember, to understand for us. So I want to read from the today's Torah portion, Bamidbar. This is the numbers from the chapter 1 to chapter 4. And I won't read all the chapters, but I want to take some very important things for us today. So let's read from the Numbers chapter 2, verse 2. The beautiful picture of Israel. This is the time in the wilderness. Time when the Lord led the people of Israel in the wilderness. Beautiful and important time for the Jewish people. The people of Israel are to set up camp by clans, each man with his own banner and under his clan's symbol. They are to camp around the tent of meeting, but at a distance. And verse 17, the same chapter. Then the tent of meeting with the camp of Leviim will set out with the other camps in front and behind. They will go in the same order as their camps are set up. Each man will go forward in his position under his banner. So what's happened there? The Lord gave commandment to Moses and to all Israel, Israelites, and to build the camps around the Mishkana, the tabernacle of David. Each tribe should stay in the same place, in their place. And when the Mishkana, when the Lord moved them, they should go in the same direction, in the same place. It was like march. Can you imagine? Few millions of people marching in the wilderness. Not here, in wilderness, where nobody can see them, but enemies who were around them. And when I read it, you know, it's beautiful picture. Our Lord is the God of order. It's already a lesson for all of us in here, already. The Lord always bring order out of chaos, always. He began that in the beginning, right from the first day of creation. He brought order out of chaos, out of nothing. He is the Lord of order. And He still does that today in our hearts, in our lives, with us. He is the God of order in His beautiful picture. I would like to draw our attention to the order in the camp of the Israelites. Every tribe had a special place where it was to stand, to move. Every family in the tribe of Levi knew exactly what and what it was to do. Every tribe, every person in the tribe of Levi. Everything was so perfectly ordered that even Balaam, in the chapter 24 of Numbers, enemy of Israelites, when he saw these camps of Israel, do you remember his son of Balaam? He told, "How lovely are your tents, Yaakov, your encampments, Israel." Even the enemies of Israel, they saw the order of the Lord. It was testimony for all the world, even to the enemy of Israel, enemies. This is a beautiful picture of how the Lord is building our lives. I think it's so important to know. He is the Lord of order, and when He comes in our life, He introduced His order into your life, and it becomes orderly. This is His goal. He wants to fill us with His presence, and He wants to build us Amen. His goal is not to destroy us. His goal is to bring us to an order, God's order. He wants to put all the areas of our life in His order. Amen. And sometimes it's not easy. It's taking time. Sometimes it's taking years. For the Israelites, it was how many years? Do you remember? Few years, 40. But eventually he's doing it in our lives. Amen. He's the God of order. And you know, when I'm thinking about the leading of the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, I will read it later. It's orderly. It's not out of order. It doesn't mean you wake up today and decide to do something weird. You go in after the Lord in the order, in His order. When I read about this place of scripture, about the tent of tents, about the camp, one thing drew my attention so much. It's filled me with joy. I want to share with you. The entire life of the Israelite, everything that he believed, every average person there, all he did, his entire daily routine was built around one most significant reality. What it was? It was Mishkana. Mishkana was in the center of camp. Mishkana was in the center. Tabernacle of Moses, in the center of whole Israel. Every tribe around Mishkana. This is a very prophetic picture for me. And what was the very heart of Mishkana? If you remember, what was inside of Mishkana? The holy, you remember this from the scriptures, and the holy of holies. And only once a year, high priest could enter the Holy of Holies. And what was in the Holy of Holies? What was the holiest place in the earth? Who remembers it? Ark. Let's say together, Ark of Covenant. And the glory of the Lord upon the Ark of Covenant. It's an amazing picture. In the Numbers chapter 9, verse 15, on the day the tabernacle was put up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, that is the tent of the testimony. And in the evening, over the tabernacle, was that appeared to be a fire, which remained until morning. So the cloud always covered it, and it looked like fire at night. Always presence of the Lord upon this ark. Upon the covenant. It's the second lesson for us. I like this so much. The ark was the center of Jewish life. Everything was built around it, and the presence of the Holy Spirit was on the ark of covenant. Presence of the Spirit upon the covenant of the Lord, with the Lord. And what was so important, the Lord led the people of Israel by His glory. Every day, you know, it was hard to be an unbeliever in Israel, I think, my personal opinion. If you're an unbeliever, you need to just, you know, raise your head and look in the middle of tents. It was pillar of fire. It was cloud in the day. It was presence of the Lord, always. I think this is why when Moses went up to the mountain, and he was for 40 days on the mountain. You remember this place of scripture? I know we were not there, but we read it about it. And after 40 days, the people of Israel, they begin to worship the something else. You remember this place? And you know why Moses was so angry and the Lord was so angry? He told them, I was there with them all the time. Moses went from them, but I was there. His presence was not with the Moses, but with the Ark of Covenant and upon the Ark of Covenant. So important to understand. So, next, even more interesting for me. The verse 17, the same chapter 9, Numbers 9. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tent, the people of Israel continued their travels. And they camped wherever the cloud stopped. At the order of Adonai, I like this, I enjoy this. At the order of Adonai. It was not democracy there, you know. So where we go today? Who for it? Who against it? Let's go left. No. Somebody tried, you know what's happened. Ammonites and Moabites were out of the tent and they're waiting for people who disagreed. Very simple solution. Or you agree or who knows what will happen. So let's go. So at the order of Adonai, the people of Israel traveled at the order of Adonai. I love it. They traveled at the order of Adonai. So important to know. So simple, but so important. At the order of Adonai, they camped as the long at the cloud stayed over the tabernacle. They stayed in camp. Later we can read it. One day, 3 months, 3 months. However, the Lord decided when to go, when to move, when to stay. And they followed him. It was leading of the Lord upon the covenant with the Israel. The Ark of the Covenant was a base for the mighty presence of the Lord. It was base for the mighty presence of the Lord. And it was by his mighty presence that he guided his people, Israelites. The Israelites became an incredible testimony to God's order and to his might in this world. They were testimony for all the world around them. Look, order from the Lord and presence of the Lord with them. Beautiful picture. Beautiful picture. So next, even more interesting for me, because when I thought about this picture, I see some interesting parallels with the Brit Hadashah, with the time of Shavuot, as for me. So what was inside of Ark? Who remembers? It was three things there. First, 10 commandments. What word from God, yeah? Living word from God. Manna from heaven, bread from heaven, and blossomed Aaron staff. Can you imagine the staff and it's always green, always beautiful, always without water, without anything. It's a miracle. Who would like to have such kind of miracle? Like everything blossomed always. Let's remember who Yeshua is. Who is he? Who he says he is? Let's remember it. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Word of God, Yeshua. In John chapter 6:51. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. He is bread of life from heaven. He is manna from heaven. And he is word of God. And the third, I like it, John 10:11. He speaks about himself. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This ark, it was prophetic picture of coming Yeshua. He is, if you would look in the ark, what was special about the ark? Just regular ark. 10 commandments, Aaron's staff, manna from heaven. This was the signs of the covenant. And Yeshua, he is the covenant. All these things, it was picture of coming Yeshua. You know, it takes my breath when I think about it. From the beginning, the Lord speaks about the covenant through Yeshua HaMashiach. He shows it to us. Even as the Ark of the Covenant was the heart of the Mishkana, Yeshua is the heart of the believer. Yeshua is the covenant come to life, and each believer in the is the Mishkana. We are the Mishkana of the Lord. We are the tabernacle of the Lord, every one of us. The tabernacle in which Yeshua, the covenant, the glory of the Lord may dwell. This is the prophetic picture from this Torah portion for us. I can prove it according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Or don't you know? Good question. Maybe you forget, but don't you know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you, whom you received from God? This is the picture. The temple, the Mishkana of Moses, it was the picture of future things. What a great Torah portion, and how much it speaks about Shavuot. I want to also show some interesting pictures in the Shavuot. So the same way, when people of Israel built tabernacle and put Ark of Covenant into it, the glory of the Lord came upon that place. Pillar of fire came on Israel. And I want you to understand something. Ark of Covenant shows their faith. It was nothing about the Ark itself. It's just wood, it's just gold, it's nothing. But their hearts, their covenant with the Lord, this was so important. It was part of their faith. The same way, all the nation of Israel was able to see the direction where to follow the Lord. Can you imagine? All nation led by the Lord, all nation of Israel. The covenant and the glory of the Lord enable them to walk after the Lord, to be with Him. The same on the day of Shavuot, Pentecost in Jerusalem. When first believers, people of the new covenant, were together on Shavuot, something happened. The same. Acts chapter 2 from first verse. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place, according to the Torah. It was commanded from the Lord to come into Jerusalem and to worship the Lord in Jerusalem. So they did according to the Torah and according to Yeshua, because He told them, stay in Jerusalem. Wait for the Holy Spirit. He will come. Suddenly, I like this word, suddenly. We can plan something, but you know what I found? It's important to do our part, but actually, sometimes our part, it's very small part. And for them, they just came together. It's already a miracle for 120 people to be together in unity. It's already a miracle. You know this saying, two Jews, three opinions. So you can multiply it, 120, and it's progression. But they decide to obey the Lord, and they were together in this place. They worship the Lord, they read the scriptures, but suddenly something happened. They were not expected of this. They couldn't plan this, you know. It was not planned service for them. Probably they had some plan, of course. And I think the coming of the Holy Spirit destroyed their plans. It's my opinion. At least I read it this way here. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And when I read about it, I remember the time on Sinai when the people of Israelite were together around the mountain. The same way, the sounds from heaven. The Lord speaks to them. Angels sing to the Lord. Glory, sound from heaven. The same is here. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. and tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. Beautiful. In the Torah portion, the Lord filled all the camp. It was one pillar of fire. During the time of Shavuot in Jerusalem, everybody gets from the Lord. Everybody was immersed in the Spirit of the Lord. Everybody who was there, 120 people. The Lord filled their hearts with His Spirit. He immersed them into His presence. The fire of the Holy Spirit came upon all of them personally, upon the heart of every believer who was in a covenant relationship with the Lord through the Yeshua HaMashiach. Reality is that the Lord wants to live inside of us. It was not enough to live in the tent of meeting. He wants to dwell inside of our hearts. And what's happened in the Shavuot? The Holy Spirit came inside of us. He filled us with His presence. He changed their lives. If you read about Peter, who he was before Shavuot, and who he became to be after Shavuot, he stood up boldly because the Spirit of the Lord in him. The Messiah has become the center of our lives. And His Spirit gives us ability to be led by the Lord. Remember what we said earlier about Israelites. His entire life, his actions, his beliefs was built around the Mishkana. It was the plan of the Lord. So now if the Ark of the Covenant is a picture of Yeshua and the Mishkana is a picture of believer, what does that tell you about the life of believers should live? How should we live with the Lord? It's a beautiful picture. The believer's entire life should be built upon our Savior. Let's say amen together. Amen. The covenant is the heart of everything. Life of faith, trust in the Lord. Amen. Yeshua is the living word for me. He is my life. He is my everything. You remember this song? He is my life. He is my everything. It's not only words on the screen. This is the plan of the Lord. Yeshua is my shepherd. He is leading me through my life. This is the reason why the Holy Spirit came upon us. The Lord wants to be our shepherd. He is our shepherd. And He is good shepherd. Amen. He is not leading us to destruction, but to the life, to His order. And He is the bread of my life. My daily food is His will. And this is so important to remember. We are so busy in our lives. We have so many things to do every day of our life. I don't know, maybe by miracle somebody's here not busy. I don't know. But life is so full of everything. Every day, routine. And it's good because it's not good to be lazy. You know, opposite of busy. But it's so good to be focused on the Lord every day of our life, even during the routine. When Jewish people do something, they just look back and they saw the presence of the Lord in the day and in the night. This is the plan of God for us. Presence of the Lord upon the covenant with Yeshua. And Yeshua, He is our covenant. Yeshua is our covenant. I like the word in Hebrew, seder. Who remember the word seder? We have Passover, seder. And who remember what is the interpretation of this word from Hebrew, seder? Order. I like this word, order. Which means order. And we use this word during the Passover time, seder. Passover order. It's a very special time. During the Passover Seder, the main place on the table belongs to Magid, usually the elder of the family or the father, who sits in the best place of the table and whose job is to keep an order and tell the story of Pesach. And I have a question for us. Who sits on our table? Who is the master of our table, of our seder? Yeah, let him be the master of our life. Let's allow him to be in the center of everything. And, you know, when I thought about this idea, we are not worthy. We are doing so many times, we are doing not good things, and all of us are sinners, according to the scriptures. But I like that Yeshua comes for us, and he paid price for us. And he became to be a covenant for us. He wanted to take first place in our table. And upon him, upon the covenant of the Lord, the Holy Spirit came. Not upon us. I'm sorry to tell you this. We are beautiful, but not enough. Not enough. This is why we need to understand that and remember we are the sinners and he is the Lord. And his mercy, not because of us, but because of him. Because he is the covenant. And when I think about the same situation during the time of Israelites, how many times they did something against the Lord? Do you remember? How many times they rebelled against him? But you know what's the truth? The presence of the Lord was always with them during the good times and the bad times. During the successes or failures, the Lord was with them always. This is the picture of Yeshua. He loves you so much in your good time or in your not so good time. Because he loves you. He is your covenant and he is my covenant. So I want to finish today and I want to pray for the Lord. And I want to ask him to remind us about covenant with us. To refresh covenant inside of us. To help us remember him every day of our life. When you go to bed, to sleep, remember about Yeshua. When you wake up in the morning, a lot of plans, so many things to do. Your phone tells you where to go and how fast you should drive. But it's good to stop, to think about Yeshua, to start your day with him. And this is the way of Shavuot for all of us. So let's pray. Our Lord, our Savior, our Messiah, thank you for covenant with us, Lord. Thank you for great price of your covenant for us. Thank you for Shavuot in our lives, Lord. Thank you for revival, Lord. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, fill us with your Spirit. Everybody who's here, who needs your freshness, Lord, who needs your rivers, Lord. Holy Spirit, you told us that you are the Spirit of life. Please bring this freshness, Lord. Renew the covenant with you, Lord. Remind us everything we promised to you, Lord, and heal our wounds, Lord, and help us to follow you as your people, as your children, Lord. Lord, we love you. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. And thank you for beautiful congregation, Lord, for time of Shavuot, for birthday for us. Thank you for this wonderful gift of life. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Let's finish with the Aaronic benediction. Please find somebody. Don't be alone. And actually, happy birthday to you. What's year today? It's 2018th. Oh, we are old. Getting older and older, so it's good. Yeah. Let's pray. Yevarech Adonai veishmerecha. Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Yitchal Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Vayasem lecha shalom. Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom.